Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's starting. It's starting.
Here goes nothing.
Morning, sunshine.
Just shut up and turn the radio on.
Yeah, put the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Peek-a-boo.
A tacky, run-of-the-mill morning show.
I love this show.
Me too.
You know, I really do love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. You obviously have excellent taste.
Come on, it's showtime.
Well, we are waking up on Monday, the final Monday of August, Carla.
Oh, man, I know. Morty just said that. It's the last day of August. It is.
That's it. Summer's over.
Hoo-wee.
We think. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Not by this week's stamps.
The year's not over,
I know.
Just
no.
The month.
No.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,953.
53.
Yes.
Damn.
So, as we wrap up August and get ready to kick off September, kicking off a brand new work week.
Yes.
And, of course, everybody's talking about Rockstockapalooza 2.
Yeah.
Details on that here in just a couple of minutes. Everybody barely survived the weekend. We'll talk about Morty's. He got injured last night during the game.
Yeah.
VGK won. They beat Vancouver, so they lead that series 3-1. But we'll talk more about Morty's injury here a little bit later on this morning. You survived.
I did. I hurt. I still hurt, but I'm good.
And your video is blowing up.
I know. Yeah.
All
I
over
know.
Social media.
Yeah, I was saying I was eating somewhere this weekend, and so a couple people came up to me and said, "Oh my God, we listened to you guys, but I saw your video. Are you okay?" I only laughed when I knew you were okay. Okay. Yes, I'm fine. Look at your knee. Oh my gosh, are you?
That's the only time. I love the preface by everybody.
I know.
Knowing you're okay, now I laugh. Oh, geez.
Oh.
Okay, you got it. John, it's not that funny, okay? But you're okay.
I'm okay.
Thank
God. Apparently I passed it off to Morty. Jeez.
All right. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. High of only 102. 101 the high tomorrow. And nice outside right now. It's 79. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A different time right now. Not a lot of people actually going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those same movies at the theater, of course, are still in your living room on demand. Well, New Mutants topped the box office this weekend with $7 million. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's good. And this time, Russell Crowe's Unhinged, $2.8 million. Bill and Ted Face the Music took it $1 million, but it was available for home viewing this weekend. I didn't watch all of it. I started it. I did start it.
I have to watch it. Yeah, it's so good.
Wait a second. You started watching it and couldn't finish it.
No, I didn't. No, I just didn't finish it.
Okay.
I had something else to do, and so I left it where it was. My brother was so funny. I said, "What are you doing this week?" And my brother Matt in D.C., we're getting together with some people. We're doing like an outdoor theater thing where we can all be kind of spaced. And he said, "They're doing the new Bill and Ted movie." I said, "Really?" Yeah. I said, "Did you see?" He said, "Yeah, I did. I saw him." And he said, "I even had to go back and rewatch because I was like, is there something I'm going to miss?" I said, "Matt, you're not going to miss anything that you had to go back and rewatch.
So I don't miss out on the storyline."
Right.
Or a reference to something.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was funny because he said, you know, they were big George Carlin fans. He said, that's why they watched them originally. And it's too bad, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So VMAs were on last night, a little different.
Oh, boy.
They were. I thought it was kind of good, though. Video of the year, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. Great song. Great video. Artist of the year, Lady Gaga. Song of the year, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. So it was different. And Miley brought back the Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Wow. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
And as I went back and forth between the game and MTV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, now there's no debate about lip syncing because they're all wearing masks."
Well, yeah, exactly. I know.
But although they had the microphone in front of their
right, there was some juxtaposing the game, the hockey game, and the VMAs. And man, some really sad news. And I'm sure you heard Chadwick Boseman, of course, Black Panther, died of complications from colon cancer on Friday, 43 years old. diagnosed 4 years ago, but never revealed it publicly, fighting cancer while he was filming Black Panther and the last two Avengers movies. So, boy, you know what? Man, good for him.
And clearly and kept it private because he took a lot of heat when he was losing weight.
Yeah.
And becoming very sickly as a result of everything going on in his life. And people were saying, we know what he's doing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Chad.
And the poor guy was battling cancer.
Yeah, he sure was for a long time, too. A long time, way too young. And if you haven't seen Black Panther, of course, 42, the movie about Jackie Robinson, the James Brown movie.
Yes.
Get on up.
He was in Marshall.
He was in Marshall. Yes. But, you know, even some of his, the minor roles that he had coming up were just great movies. So, really sad, I'll tell you. So, you know what? But for the grace of God, go all of us. That is my take for now, brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Morty, our executive producer, comes walking in, limping in, if you will, this morning. What happened to you?
He has a thing on his foot. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got it all wrapped?
Yeah, I got one of those, like, compress things on it. It was just, I injured myself when I was working from home those 3 months.
Right.
Falling off the couch.
Yes.
Well, on Friday afternoon, I was walking my dog, and he decided that he wanted to go a different way than the way of the sidewalk, and I fell off the sidewalk, and I re-injured my foot.
Did you fall down?
See?
Oh, yeah.
See?
What is going on with this group?
I don't know. I don't know. 2020? Can everybody say that?
We don't have video of that, though, do we?
No, we don't.
We don't. Need to find out where.
Do you have it? Was it near your house?
Oh, yeah. It was in my complex. I usually take them for a walk around the complex.
It's not on your ring, is it?
No.
No, it's not. It's on somebody's,
if
though.
If there was video, I would have shown it.
I know you would have. It's not when you're doing something really strenuous. It's when you're walking, when you're stepping up a curb, when you're just trying to walk out a front door.
My wife, Jody, over the weekend, who our grandson noted, why is it, Nana, you never get totally in the pool?
Right.
Like, go underwater, stuff like that.
Right.
The next day, I'm walking out of the house, and sure enough, she's standing there dripping wet. I said, what happened? She goes, I fell in. How? She goes, I was just walking along and I wasn't paying attention and just fell.
I don't know how, Mike. How did you do it the week before? How?
That was a misstep.
Yes, exactly.
Did you guys forget there's a pool back there?
I know. Can you say a pool
cover? Did you do the whole whoa? She goes, yes. Anybody else? Did you survive the weekend with a household injury of some sort?
Jeez. I know.
That you look back now and go, stupid.
Man.
I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Anybody.
I don't know what's in the air.
Now, how long do you have to keep the wrap on?
I just keep it on because if I don't, I can't walk. It actually hurts.
Well, there's
that. But when it's compressed, it's actually easier to walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the pain meds.
How long are you wearing glasses? Well, I can't see without them, keep them on. Yes.
A couple of minutes ago, talking about Morty, our executive producer, re-injuring himself over the weekend, walking his dog Squish, the same ankle he had hurt while he was quarantined. Getting off the couch.
Yes.
An ankle injury.
Yes.
And a couple of people texting in basically saying, don't feel bad, Morty, over the weekend, ..
Mm-hmm. Yes, like Linda, riding an electric scooter, going about 20 miles an hour, came to a complete stop, went to get off and made a quote-unquote misstep, fell flat on the ground. Like a bad Monty Python movie.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Now, Barbara said, surprisingly, I made it through the weekend without injuring myself. Next week, maybe different. Holiday weekend with two of my best friends from Vegas. So I bet it is different next week, Barbara. So everybody seems to have made it through this past weekend, unless they're just not admitting it.
Maybe we should make this a regular segment just to check in.
Yes.
Everybody okay? Made it through the weekend?
Check in Monday.
Yes. Who does that? Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot. You are, as well as we are, getting ready for Rockstock Palooza. Get your, I would say your radio ready, but people listen on so many platforms now.
Oh, please, yeah. Yes, get your app ready, man.
Your speakers.
Yeah. Alexa, open 96.3 KKLZ.
Rockstockapalooza happening Labor Day weekend Sunday, commercial free, 10 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So looking forward to doing it again over the holiday weekend. Sunshine today, high 102, 101 tomorrow. It's about 75 outside right now. Feels good outside right now.
It's beautiful right now. It feels a little beachy.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Okay. Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, divorce rates are through the roof since quarantine started. According to legal services companies throughout the country, divorces jumped 57% from February to April of this year. And newer marriages are the ones most likely to end. That's so sad. You didn't even give it a chance, did you?
Mm-mm.
We don't like each other anymore.
Well, I know of one across the street from us.
Oh, well, it sounds like that was best. Jeez, yeah.
And now they've come in and remodeled the whole house, and it's up on the block. And
Wow. So they're selling it?
I think so.
Okay, well, Morty, I thought about you. I actually think this sounds good. Ritz Cracker ice cream. It is on the way. It's called Cool House. They're doing a new flavor. It's ice cream with peanut butter, a vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, and crushed up Ritz crackers.
I can see that.
I know. That sounds kind of good, actually.
Sweet
it sounds kind of good.
Salty.
I'd have to put a little chocolate on it, but you would have to stay away.
Yeah.
But yes, I like it.
You know what? Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
With everything else going on, just
put
everything together.
Well, listen, if you're eating breakfast, I just want to warn you, though it's really just dumb. If you want to keep that ice cream weight off, good news and bad news, a study out of Israel. Good news, researchers found a way for people who you know, have hit their goal weight to stay at their goal weight. The bad news, it involves eating a little poop. Yes, researchers found when you took frozen microbiome capsules created from one's own after, you know, a diet, you're more likely to keep the weight off. So it's in a capsule.
Yeah, because...
Does that make it different?
No.
Does that make it okay? It's in a capsule?
I think going down, but later in the day when you're thinking, oh, gosh, I took that capsule. It's going to open up, huh?
That's disgusting.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to lose weight or stay at the same weight because you're either going to throw up because it's gross not going to want to take it and eat.
I'm sure it goes beyond that. However, I'd probably wait for one more study maybe before you start popping that capsule.
You're working on something else?
I know, man. You've kept that weight off. I know. Yeah, it's a poop capsule is what it is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you never run out.
Yeah. No, you don't ever run out. You're right about that. I'm making my own now. This is great. It's awesome. I'm just
take that little spoon.
Yes, I know. I don't try to get it in. What are you, a pharmacist? Well, you know.
Yes, with that big stick that and you count it.
That's better than a mortar and a pestle. Oh, man, it is Monday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You are, as well as we are, getting ready for Rockstockapalooza. Get your, I would say your radio ready, but people listen on so many platforms now.
Oh, please, yeah. Yes, get your app ready, man.
Your speakers.
Yeah. Alexa, open 96.3 KKLZ.
Rockstockapalooza happening Labor Day weekend Sunday, commercial free, 10 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So looking forward to doing it again over the holiday weekend. Sunshine today, high 102, 101 tomorrow. It's about 75 outside right now. Feels good outside right now.
It's beautiful right now. It feels a little beachy.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Okay.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, divorce rates are through the roof since quarantine started. According to legal services companies throughout the country, divorces jumped 57% from February to April of this year. And newer marriages are the ones most likely to end. That's so sad. You didn't even give it a chance, did you?
Mm-mm.
We don't like each other anymore.
Well, I know of one across the street from us.
Oh, well, it sounds like that was best. Jeez, yeah.
And now they've come in and remodeled the whole house, and it's up on the block. And
They're selling it?
I think so.
Okay, well, Morty, I thought about you. I actually think this sounds good. Ritz Cracker ice cream. It is on the way. It's called Cool House. They're doing a new flavor. It's ice cream with peanut butter, a vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, and crushed up Ritz crackers.
I can see that.
I know. That sounds kind of good, actually.
Sweet,
it sounds kind of good.
Salty.
I'd have to put a little chocolate on it, but you would have to stay away.
Yeah.
But yes, I like it.
You know what? Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
With everything else going on, just
put
everything together.
Well, listen, if you're eating breakfast, I just want to warn you, though it's really just dumb. If you want to keep that ice cream weight off, good news and bad news, a study out of Israel. Good news, researchers found a way for people who you know, have hit their goal weight to stay at their goal weight. The bad news, it involves eating a little poop. Yes, researchers found when you took frozen microbiome capsules created from one's own after, you know, a diet, you're more likely to keep the weight off. So it's in a capsule.
Yeah, because...
Does that make it different?
No.
Does that make it okay? It's in a capsule?
I think going down, but later in the day when you're thinking, oh, gosh, I took that capsule, it's going to open up, huh?
That's disgusting.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to lose weight or stay at the same weight because you're either going to throw up because it's gross
or
not going to want to take it and eat.
I'm sure it goes beyond that. However, I'd probably wait for one more study maybe before you start popping that capsule.
You're working on something else?
I know, man. You've kept that weight off. I know. Yeah, it's a poop capsule is what it is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you never run out.
Yeah. No, you don't ever run out. You're right about that. I'm making my own now. This is great. It's awesome. I'm just,
that little spoon.
Yes, I know. I don't try to get it in. What are you, a pharmacist? Well, you know.
Yes, with that big stick and you count it.
Yes, that's better than a mortar and a pestle. Oh, man. It is Monday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, you and I have worked together a long time. We've been friends a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just when I think I know you.
Oh, geez.
I forget what was on TV, but they showed these guys scuba diving. And I had asked you just off the top of my head, I said, have you ever scuba dived?
Yes, and I had to get certified and the whole bit.
So and I asked, really?
Boyfriend, ex-fiance.
You did it for love.
Did it for love. I did it for love. I also learned to golf for love. Learned to golf for love. Tried riding a snowboard for love.
Ooh.
I was a skier. That's almost impossible.
Right.
Yeah. I gave up all that crap, okay? That's all done.
For love.
That's all, yeah.
Because
exactly. If you love me, you will love me sitting on my ass, okay?
I looked at you and I go, I'm trying to imagine the big tank on your back the gear.
I didn't like it.
But you did it. You got certified.
I was way younger. Yeah, way younger.
Just because you love somebody.
Yes. Yeah, I thought we were going to be together forever. Yeah.
You rented the tank, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was all rented?
Yeah, okay. Yes, all rented.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else, what did you do for love? What did you do for love?
Did it cost you as much as it cost me for love?
702-739-9636. Golf, I can understand.
Yes, yeah.
Because I could see you on the golf course.
And I didn't, and I dated a guy, he was on the golf team, he was really, really good. He probably could have gone pro. And he really thought I was going to suck, too. My first drive was amazing, and he was really bothered. And I was okay, I was a decent golfer. But,
right.
You know, just didn't.
It's not going to rob.
No, it's not my thing.
Okay.
It isn't, but it was, I love golf. Oh my God, yes, I love golf and camping, too.
Yeah.
I love to camp.
You camped for love?
Jeez. Oh, yes, I did, Mike.
Wow.
Yes, I did. Yeah. See, I think women are more likely to do that. I don't know.
Right.
I would love to hear from the women. I'd love to hear from the guys, too. Did you watch The Notebook?
Yeah. I did that for love. And I'll never do it again.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
We just want to know, what did you do for love? Believe it or not, Carla actually got certified in scuba diving.
Yes.
Learned how to play golf.
Yes, I sure did. Snowboarded. Went camping.
All for love.
Stupid. I'm so much smarter now than I used to be.
Because you thought you were going to be together forever. And
absolutely.
If you did these things, you would have much more in common.
Yes.
And the relationship would grow.
Right. And yet you hope that you can, you know, maybe do some things that other person enjoys and vice versa, right?
And then when you retire, you'll golf your life away.
Yes, that's what we'll...
In Anthem or Sun City.
Yes. I'll buy a golf cart, sure. But other than that,
702-739-9636. Mike, what did you do for love?
Carla, I did Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I love it. That I've said it before. That's a real man. If you watch the Gilmore Girls, you are a real man.
You know what? I got to be honest. I didn't do it for anybody. I watched that show.
You did it for yourself.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's great.
Well, we have a lot of time, you know, during the pandemic. So we binge watched every episode, every season, Carla, including the movies they did after, you know, the fall, summer, winter.
Yes, the seasons. Yes.
But you know what? I have to admit, man up and say, I loved every bit of it.
Awesome. It's a great show. It really is.
Mike, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Bye, guys.
If you want to text in, 702-739-9636.
Well, gosh, I'll tell you. Linda said, what have I done for love? I stayed married for 40 years. God help me. Oh, my gosh. Sam moved to Las Vegas for love.
Mm-hmm.
Found out what a moron I am, and I'll never do that again. I'm back in California now.
Have you ever done that? Moved for love?
You know, I did. I did, but I wanted to. It was time to move. Yes, I moved to San Diego. Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, but it was a kind of a career move as well.
I get
it. Also, let me see here. Somebody else said I gave up my horse. What?
Wow.
I said, yeah, I had a horse, rode it every night, and gave it up. Gave up the horse. Wow. Okay.
Lisa's on the phone. Lisa, what did you do for love?
Well, when I was 17, I took a taxi from Bamberg, Germany to Frankfurt, Germany to catch my love's airplane so I could tell him I love him.
Oh, how'd that work out for you, Lisa?
I missed the plane. But it was very romantic.
Oh.
It's a thought that counts.
The scarf blowing in the wind.
Yes, exactly.
With her hair.
Yeah.
It was very, very romantic.
Oh, I'm here to see my love. Am I true? What do you mean I missed the plane?
By the way, what happened with you and the guy?
We ended up sending love letters for 10 years after that because we were in love.
And that was it.
Oh, and then no more?
Yeah.
No, because our lives grew apart.
Yeah.
They always do.
Do you ever wonder what would have happened if you didn't miss the plane?
I don't know, but it was like, I believed the movies.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I believed that I could catch him and we live happily ever after.
Yeah, we all do.
Didn't we all believe in the movies? Mike believed in the movies 3 marriages ago.
Yeah. Didn't work. I wish I would have missed the plane. Lisa, you have a great day. A couple of more people just chiming in on what they did for love, whether it worked out or not.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great story about the plane.
Well, it sure was a great story
about
the plane. I know.
Missed the plane.
This is funny, Mike. You might, I don't know if you'd go along with this because I don't think this bothers you. Marty wrote in, he says, well, I got manicures and pedicures.
For love.
Yes, for love. Marty, that is not a bad thing.
No.
That is not a bad thing.
I didn't start doing them until Jody turned me on to it.
Yes.
And she goes, if you're going to wear flip-flops all the time, you got to take care of your feet.
I agree. I agree.
All right. Now, since I've gone for the last year, for a while now.
When are we getting another pedicure, Jody? When are we getting another pedicure?
I think if God forbid anything should happen to us,
right?
I would still go.
Yeah, there you go. I feel guilty, but I would have to change
my salon.
Honey, are you okay?
Because I could go to the safe
salon. Well, sure you could. Oh my God, they'd probably love that.
Really?
You know? Oh gosh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, why not?
Harry, what about... Yes. Oh, that was close. All right, Harry, what about you? What'd you do?
Well, it's really not me. It's my wife. She was, we had a bad experience with her doing an introductory dive down in Mexico. She hated it, scared, et cetera. On her honeymoon at the resort in Jamaica, I talked to the dive master and they did a little pool session for her just to make her feel a little bit more comfortable and get past that. And I told the dive master, if you can talk her into getting certified, I'll pay for it. And he did and she did. And
it was great.
She's never let me forget that I tricked her into doing that.
All right.
That's great, though. That's a good story. It just wasn't my thing, but good for you, man.
Do you still do it as a couple?
Yeah, we do. Now the irony is now when we dive, I'm always the one that comes back to the surface and I'm sick.
Yes.
Doesn't it always work out like that?
That whole thing. Yes. You get the bends, which, right.
Just nausea, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, love your show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Yeah.
Just throw up. That's
I just
all.
Throw okay. up. I'm it's older better. Now and the big tank on my back. That's funny. Oh, the things we do for love. KC and the Sunshine Band.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, as everybody else is, we are getting ready for the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Oh, it's coming back. Rockstockapalooza 2. Details coming up soon on the station famous for playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up 8:08 Monday morning. Last day of August, Carla.
Yes, it is.
Last day of August. By the way, from last hour, what did you do for love? Russ called in and said he was dating a girl going to cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he allowed her to practice waxing on him.
His chest and his back. Oh. But, Russ, I thought you were going to say a bikini wax at one point, so I'm glad that was all it was.
With a Brazilian,
Yes, exactly.
But it's like Steve Carell in 40-year-old Virgin.
Oh, man.
Do that.
Oh, that's a good boyfriend, though. That's a really good boyfriend.
To let you practice on him.
Yeah. Yeah, hold still, honey. Hold still.
Aren't you doing hair yet? Yeah. Maybe a haircut.
I guess you give you a haircut. I didn't want to be waxed. I don't want... No.
Amazing.
No.
All right. Weather-wise, high 102 today. Plenty of sunshine. 101 the high tomorrow. They say warming up by the Labor Day weekend, though. To like 109 again. 81 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Taylor Swift's album Folklore, number one for the fifth straight week, pretty much since it came out. It's been in that number one spot. Good for her. Morty, were you an X-Files fan back in the day?
Oh, I still am.
Well, this is kind of funny. Fox is turning the X-Files into an animated comedy called The X-Files Albuquerque. It's about a team of misfits who investigate cases that are too ridiculous for the big-time agents like Mulder and Scully.
It's animated?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I love it. This sounds good, actually. Yeah, this sounds good. Yeah, I liked X-Files. This is interesting. Toni Braxton, the beautiful Toni Braxton. Well, you'll like this, Mike. She said she may have wasted her youth. She says, I regret not having more sex when I was younger.
So do I.
I should have had more to drink. She said I should have partied more, smoked more even.
No.
She said, I think my religious upbringing stopped me from doing a lot of things that I should have done. It's not a good look at the age I'm at now. She said, the way it works, kids, is you do that stuff in your 20s and 30s, and then in your 40s, you've earned enough to pay for the therapy.
Oh, okay. Well, aside from the smoking, I
don't know if she's talking about smoking cigarettes. Or maybe smoking other things.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So she was pretty clean cut. They were raised in a very, very religious family.
Yes, she was.
So, yeah. So, well, Tony. So I'm wondering if she's maybe doing that now.
Catching up?
Yes, yeah. I know. Good for you, Tony. I hope so. You catch up, girl.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you... You know what? You do you, boo.
Uh-huh. Huh?
How about that? For now, that's my take, brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union.
Got a couple of pieces of sound to play for you, Carla. This is a 10-year-old drummer challenge to Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
This little girl is 10 years old. She challenged Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters to a drum off. Now, this is, I want to make sure, this is her. Listen to this.
Dave Grohl, I challenge you to a drum off.
So she's playing beat for beat on the drums to the Foo Fighters song Everlong.
Nice.
Woo-hoo! Pretty good. All right. So that's her. And Dave Grohl being, and I've said this before, I'm not familiar with Foo Fighter music, but I'm a fan of him. because I think he seems like a cool guy.
He is. He's a good guy.
Well, this is his response to this little 10-year-old.
Nandy, in the last week, I've gotten at least 100 texts from people all over the world saying, this girl is challenging you to a drum-off. Now look, I've seen all your videos. You're an incredible drummer. And really flattered that you've picked some of my songs to do for your videos. And you've done them all perfectly. So today, I'm going to give you something you may not have heard before. This is my response to your challenge. So now the ball is in your court. This is a song called Dead End Friends.
She'll have no problem.
And I think afterwards, he walks up, drops the drumsticks and walks away.
This isn't a Foo Fighters song, by the way.
It's a Dave Grohl song, right?
No, it's Queens of the Stone Age, which he drummed for them.
Right.
Okay.
But he didn't want to do a Foo Fighters song because she might know it.
She'll get that down. No problem.
So the ball's in her court now. Right. We'll see what happens. Listen, since we're talking about little kids, if you have a kid in school, are you smarter than Mike and Carla?
Well, okay.
Mom and Dad, here's your chance to win a Chromebook for your kid. Plus, we're going to throw in a Mike and Carla backpack full of school supplies.
Okay.
If you want to take the challenge, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. We'll tell you how to play off the air and see how well you do for a chance to win that Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas and the Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Carla, we have Mike on the phone. Mike is playing for a kid across the hall from where he lives.
Yeah.
Who's in dire need of a Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas and a Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies.
I love this.
Mike, we've explained the game to you, so here we go. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Question number 1.
2/3 of people in the world have never seen this. Is it The Good Doctor, Snow, or a Kardashian?
Snow.
I think it's the Kardashians.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Mike is right because many people have seen The Good Doctor and a Kardashian.
What's the answer?
The answer is Snow.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought the Kardashian is a close second.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
More people have cable than I thought.
Because everybody's seen The Good Doctor.
All right. Question number 2. Here we go.
All right. Here you go, Mike. What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Oh.
Was it Mr. Potato Head, Legos, or Buzz Lightyear?
Potato Head.
I think it's what was number 2?
Legos.
I know. I would probably say Legos, too.
Legos.
Mr. Potato Head.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was Legos, too.
Okay,
right,
I know.
Number 3. Here we go. Mike, you're on a roll.
Before they were called the Beatles, they were called the Hollies, the Ramones, or the Quarrymen?
The Quarrymen.
You know what? Yeah. I would say that, too, because we just know.
Yes, we know that.
And the answer is?
The Quarrymen.
The Quarrymen.
Yes,
there you go.
Good job, Mike.
You know what? After all is said and done, you are slightly smarter than Mike and Carla.
Well, yes, true.
So you got the Chromebook for your neighbor from Subaru of Las Vegas. You got the Mike and Carla backpack filled with school supplies. Congratulations. I know your neighbor's going to be so stoked about this.
Well, it's a kid that's been through so much. The mom, you know, is a hotel worker. You know how that's gone for them. And kids having to stay at home, hardworking, ethics, second to none, but just struggling. And so I heard this morning, and I'm like, I got to try for this kid.
Well, you did.
That's so cool,
you
Mike.
Did it.
Yes, you did it. At least keep the glue stick for yourself, Mike, okay?
I might get hungry.
Mike, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you. And by the way, for a second chance to win, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, you knew it was going to happen, especially with Halloween right around the corner.
Yeah.
An artist just created a very realistic-looking Karen mask for Halloween. has the haircut. You'd expect bloodshot eyes, angry wrinkles, and a furious facial expression.
It's so scary looking. It's really scary.
I'm a Karen.
Scary Karen. Older scary Karen.
Okay. Or a Terry for the men.
Yes, okay. There you go.
I'm Terry. Yes. Guy in Florida was arrested after cops found almost a pound of cocaine in his truck, including some sitting on top of a stack of bacon.
No.
So you got cocaine and bacon.
Huh.
Maybe he was coming back from the store or something. I don't know.
Well, I had to stop off to a little grocery shopping before I made the drug deal. Wow. Okay. All right.
He's in jail, Carla.
I gotcha, Mike. Well, listen. In Arizona, police arrested a guy for stealing booze from a Walmart, but he's 35 years old. He rode his bike down the aisle and just started pulling liquor off.
Wow. That's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy to do. Man. And he cycled back, went out the automatic doors. Now, cops chased him. He went over to a Home Depot to try to hide out, but they caught up with him. They arrested him.
Home Depot.
They won't find me here. Don't find me.
So did he have a basket on his bike that he could
They said he was putting it down his pants. I don't know how you ride the bike and put it down your pants.
You know what?
I know it.
We have to applaud this guy.
Yeah,
yes.
He tried. It didn't work, but
no?
He tried. No.
Oh, okay.
Cut the applause. I know. I'd have had a basket. I really would. And this is like just the D-bag of the day. A 911 dispatcher from Chicago, he got married.
Oh.
During his lunch hour, he and his new bride, they headed to the parking lot of his dispatch center before one of his trainers officiated. Mm-hmm. And they met in high school, these two. They've been in love for quite some time. Had a quick bite of cake, but Daniel's boss, the groom, wouldn't let him off. He wouldn't give him the rest of the day off. He said, get back to work, man. So he had an hour to get married, have some wedding cake, boom, back to work. There you go.
Really?
Yes, and they'd put it off and all that stuff. Yeah. So there you go. That's a mean, you know what? That is a mean boss is what that is.
That is a mean boss.
Give me the rest of the day off.
Well,
come
it's
on.
Chicago, and they're very busy in
yes,
Chicago.
Yes, I know.
So.
It's a dispatcher. I get that, but nobody could cover for this guy. Ugh.
Well, it's all in the planning. Maybe the kid should have planned a
he
little
did.
Bit better.
They did.
Oh,
that's
I see.
The
Maybe
thing.
That's the
he
problem.
Still wouldn't get back to work, okay. Kid. Back to work. D-bag of the day right there. That's what that is. It is Monday. That's your other news.
JC on the phone. What's up?
Yeah, Mike and Carla's D-bag of the day story reminded me of post office days.
Oh.
I had to share this one. One of our carriers was sorting his mail for you at the street. Hospital calls up. He runs up the supervisor. I got to go. The hospital has called. My wife is in labor. The supervisor's response, congratulations. What time will you be back?
God, wow. Dude, come on. Jeez, people.
So there's another D-bag.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, unfortunately, they tend to reproduce.
That sucks, man. Good story. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy.
Yes, you too.
Well, on the flip side, we have our feel-good story of the morning.
Yes, we do.
Guy who did something that I'm sure everybody will just be amazed. Do that here in about 6-7 minutes. It's Billy Idol, White Wedding.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully kick your day off on a positive note. Up in Alberta, Canada, a man bought all the flowers from the Gypsy Blooms flower truck. So seniors at a local nursing home would have bouquets for their rooms. Now, the owner of the truck said it's one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. She said, my heart is very full after this. Guy just wanted to, he came to my truck and he said, I just want to buy the whole truck full of flowers. And I'll pay you to park over at the senior citizen's home.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'd just like them to be able to kind of build their own bouquet for the room since it's been pretty dreary with the pandemic. So he did it. He paid a pretty penny for it, too, to buy all of the flowers on this truck and have her park there so they could do their own little bouquets. So good for him.
That's why I wish I had a lot of money.
I know, just
so
to
I could do
something.
Stuff like that.
Yes, just good things out of the blue. So
yeah.
Is that the guy? That's the guy.
Yeah.
He bought the flower truck.
Would have never thought he'd do that.
I know.
It's a great story. I'm sure it happens more often than not.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, We always love to feature a feel-good local story.
Yep.
If you have one, dial it up while we're on the air and tell us your version. 702-739-9636. 940, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in next, recapping the show. Morty's injury. Got hurt during last night's game.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Morty got hurt during the game last night.
No, actually walking squish.
Yeah.
Re-injured himself that when he fell off the couch during quarantine. Now he got re-injured walking the dog.
Oh, Morty, you just need to stay indoors. Just lock it up.
He tried that.
I know. Yeah.
That's where he gets hurt.
The couch.
The things we do for love. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yes, no kidding. Oh, see, I kept getting them, too, after that.
And that's why I you even asked me, what have I done?
I know, what have you done?
Nothing.
You have to do something. You didn't learn some new skill or sport or take up a, you know, pottery because Jody liked pottery.
No, nothing.
No, no, not at all.
I suck.
Huh?
Well, I'm surprised, you know, Jody even married me.
I am too, actually.
I'm sure in time she is too. She looks at me sleeping going, okay. Why did I do this?
Do you
want to
do anything?
I've asked her, do you want to ride bicycles?
I know. Well, that one I'm surprised at. I'm surprised she hasn't kind of.
That's because she can't.
Even the tandem that,
right.
where you would kind of lead the show. And
did,
you know,
it once just, and that was it.
Well, the couple that falls in the pool together stays together.
Yeah,
so.
You did.
Clearly.
You didn't even.
At separate times.
Even, yeah. I was going to say, you didn't even do that together,
right.
Did you? No, no.
Crap.
Go to the pool on separate days.
All right. Are you smarter than Mike and Carla? Tomorrow morning, 8:40, giving away those Chromebooks from Subaru of Las Vegas.
Yes.
Plus a Mike and Carla backpack full of school supplies.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, we'll do it again. Make sure you're listening at 8:40 for a second chance to win. Check out the prize package they have with their Chromebook at 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.